is February 3rd, 1974. The time is 2 o'clock, and I will be interviewing Mr. Arthur B. Tilak of Saginaw, Michigan. The topics to be discussed are his background, his father's occupation, the roads he built, what life was like back in the 1920s, and anything else that we can think of that would be interesting for this tape. Okay, Pa, I want you to tell me, first of all, what year were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
1896.
Okay. And where did your grandparents come from? Where did you come from?
My father came from Scotland.
Yeah.
And my mother came from what they call the Isle of Man, that's just all the Wales.
Mm-hmm. Did they both come here at the same time?
No, my father came first.
Did they know each other before him?
Yeah, I did because he sent for it.
Oh, he sent for it. So, what did he come over here first to make some money before she came?
Yeah.
And then, did he build a house for her before she came? That house that they lived in?
No, I couldn't say.
You don't know
when they built that.
You don't remember.
I imagine.
And do you know about how old he was when he came over? He'd be like in his 20s, or would be a little bit younger.
Why is he?
What? Yeah, probably in his 20s. Well, that isn't important anyways. He was a young man anyways,
yeah.
You know. Okay, and then did he start, he was a road builder, did he start out doing that right away?
No, he's a lumberjack first.
He's a lumberjack first.
Yeah.
Where did he work doing that? You know?
Oh, all the woods around here.
All the woods around here. Did he work for that very long, or did a lot of the trees get cut down in a hurry, and then was there, you know, were a lot of people out of work? Did he ever tell you about that?
No, or they were busy.
They were real busy with that. How did he get into road building then from being a lumberjack?
Well, that was 7 years after the lumber business.
Uh-huh.
He worked at it, and then he worked himself up to it. So he worked, you know,
Yeah.
And he worked himself up to a foreman.
Uh-huh.
See, he was foreman, and
yeah.
Then I was a commissioner.
Oh, I see.
It was appointed by the county.
Uh-huh.
Where voted people voted.
Oh, I see. Oh, and he worked for the commissioner. And so then he was, like, directed the work crews, you know, when he was building the road. Do you remember what his wages were like when he started out, or even after, you know, he got going? Just approximately.
I'd say between $2 and $3 a day.
A day? And did they work long hours?
10 hours.
10 hours a day. And did they work like 7 days a week, or did they always have Sunday off, or what?
Sunday off.
But they did work Saturday.
Saturday.
So, and how old was he when he retired?
He retired from sewers, not from the roads.
Oh, from the roads. That's right. After the roads, then what did he do after he built the roads?
He built sewers. He contracted him and my dad and Sager.
Yeah.
They bid for sewers, and then a little better got the job.
Did he build very many sewers around Saginaw?
Oh, I'd say about 10.
Was that a long deal? I mean, did it take like a whole season just to build one set of sewers? I mean, like now it seems like they do it all year round.
Oh, it took, I'd say, once, a whole morning, according to how long the street was.
All that done by hand?
All done by hand. It was, I'd say, 25 to 30. And they had pick and shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take in the hole and they'd throw the dirt up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a water boy.
You were a water boy. How old were you then? Were you just a kid, like Stephen's age?
I'd be about 12 years old.
12 years old. And so then they probably worked long hours too. And it was all the seasonal work?
All season.
So that means they were out. What happened to the men during the winter? Was there any kind of...
Well, they had to go look for different jobs.
There wasn't any type of welfare or anything that they could turn to.
There was always back there the first of spring, up the house.
Yeah. What did they do in the winter to help them get through, you know?
Well, I suppose they went to different factories and farms and different things.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of them probably grew a lot of their own food and things, so they didn't have to worry about that. And didn't you say your mother planned on that? She used to put money away?
Maybe the others did this, had the, what do you call it?
Like a budget?
Yeah, they had a budget.
So, you know, in other words, they wouldn't run out of a lot of money in the middle of the winter.
They even saved some money.
Yeah. Well, they, even after that, they even saved some, too. Of course, now, what about expenses in those days? When there are such things as income tax and Social Security tax and, you know, state income tax.
Income tax in the mountain.
So whatever you made, then you kept. So yeah, even...
You could buy 3 pounds of steak for a quarter.
Yeah.
And 3 dozen eggs for a quarter.
Yeah.
And, get, I remember my mother had chickens and they used to send me with 6 dozen eggs and take it out.
Yeah.
Sugar and stuff.
You trade, in other words. You mean your mother had chickens, but she'd take them to the store and trade them for whatever she needed.
And she had a Jersey cow and we had several milk customers and I used to deliver the milk in little tins.
Yeah. So people kind of helped out each other then, too, with what one person had, somebody else would take. Do you think that today, that can you really see the how inflation has hit us? I mean, even though they earned less then, do you think that they got more for their money? Or were people definitely more poor then? You know, I know that's hard to tell because we got so many more items nowadays, but...
There wasn't too many poor people. There was no such thing as welfare.
No. Everybody could take care of themselves.
If you happen to have a neighbor who was a little hard up, they'd help them out.
But you never went hungry or anything like that.
That's good.
You know, you never had
people that. Always made their own bread and cookies. And if you didn't have any bread in the house, they used to cut off and make these, what do you call it, these twists.
Yeah.
It was good too.
Always
ate a lot of oatmeal.
So you didn't have, I mean, there weren't hard times. You can't remember being a child that it was, that you went without very much.
Always had plenty.
Well, that's good. It's probably too
much. We didn't spend for each year.
No, and there weren't as many.
We appreciated what a nickel was.
Yeah. That's right. And there weren't as many things then to spend your money on either.
My mother used to go down every Saturday night, the stores was open. Come home with a pound of candy, 10 cents.
Oh, yeah?
In those days it was Knox's.
Yeah, Knox's was the big store.
Like a Kresge and Bola.
Uh-huh. Do you ever remember hearing anything about that little Jake that used to be in Saginaw?
Well, I just heard about
him. You just heard him. You were still little then, probably, when he died.
Yeah, we never paid much attention.
Yeah. Was there a lot of business going on in Saginaw then? I mean, you know, was it all thriving business or?
Oh, it's all good.
You know, when there weren't very many bankruptcies or anything until later on, like in the 30s.
Never heard of any.
Everybody.
They had a wonderful clothing store. Mercer's.
Yeah, Mercer's.
The 200 block, they had wonderful clothes and it was reasonable. Everybody seemed to deal by their suits.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of nice grocery stores. And
were you able to get a lot of things? I mean, I know we get so many more things now, but did you ever have to go without because something didn't come in? Or was there a lot of shipping in Saginaw? In other words, could you get a lot of variety of like food and things like that?
Well, yeah, you get everything but vegetables.
Vegetables.
In the wintertime.
Yeah. They
didn't have the transportation.
Yeah. But well, we saw a picture in class of a general store and they had a stock of bananas and we all thought that was
very unusual. Well, there was another thing. They used to get the bananas in the store by the bunch.
Yeah.
And every store had a hook up there and they had a stringer.
Yeah.
And instead of selling them by the pound, they used to sell them by the dozen.
Yeah.
And the first people used to always take the bottom ones, the big bananas, and by the time...
Yeah.
By the time the stock was gone, there was all the little ones.
But they, where did they get those from? Like from Chicago or Detroit? I mean, you know, where was the main
port of entry? Well, they had wholesale houses here.
Oh, I see.
And Spangler and Oxford Street place on Water Street there. And then they used to come, bananas used to come by the car load.
Yeah.
When us kids used to get on and help them unload, and they'd give us all the,
yeah,
all the bananas.
Oh, did they?
Some was green, and we used to take them home, put them in the barn, and they ate.
Yeah. Then they'd ripe them. Now, when you say unload, was this railroad or was this ships? Where did this, most of that stuff
come? Just come in boxcars.
Boxcars.
Refrigerated.
Yeah. They had it back then, too. Was there very much shipping in Saginaw, or was more of that in Bay City?
There wasn't much shipping in either place, man.
And there wasn't?
No. See, the later years, they dredged all that.
Oh. Well, of course, lumbering. Was lumbering still going on when you were a small boy, or is most of that?
No, most of it was gone.
They'd already,
yeah,
diminished most of that. To get back to some of the things that your father did, what were some of the roads that he built?
Well, he built State Street over here, out to the Bay County line.
Yeah.
And he built Gratiot. I couldn't say how many miles out there.
Uh-huh.
And then he built, they call it Watersville Road. That's a road to, going to Carroll, that Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he built Vassar Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know just where that deer field was, though. I can't remember. But there's several of them. That would be a whole summer job.
Now, when they built the roads, what did the construction, what kind of construction was it? You know, were they just, was it like asphalt, or was that too?
Oh, no.
These were just gravel roads.
They just dig a little base.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had carloads of stone come in.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever siding the railroad had close to stone there.
Yeah.
And then they had teams of, had about five teams of horses.
Yeah.
With dump boxes on it. And the drivers would go there and unload that car, which would take quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come and dump that, and they'd spread it. And a roller, they had a big roller, fuel burner.
Fuel burning one?
And they would roll it. And they put fine stone on top to finish.
Was there any kind of drainage that they had, you know?
Ditches.
They had ditches. Did these roads last very long, or did they always have to be, like in the spring, were they?
I think they lasted longer than these two.
Yeah.
And then they heated up on it.
Mm-hmm. So they were pretty sturdy roads then.
They're kind of rough though. You think, yeah, after rain,
yeah,
they had to go, like spring, they had to fill in the spots.
The spots, with the, like potholes and,
yeah,
things.
Really?
Yeah, they were just, Ma was saying they were just horses and buggies too at first, so they wouldn't be hurt, you know, like cars running over them. Yeah,
like this road out here to Watersville, it was too far to come in every night.
Yeah.
So they used to have a tent, a big tent, a cook tent, and they had a woman down it.
Yeah.
And then they came home every Saturday night. And the horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Because it was too far to come.
Yeah. So they just camped out there then.
And
now you say your dad made about $3 a day. Now he was foreman, so he was making more than the other men.
Making about twice what they.
Oh, so they weren't making that much then at all. They were really common laborers.
They make about $10 a week.
Now, do you think that they could have lived sufficiently on that amount of money, or were they definitely poor people, or was that good money in those days?
Oh, yeah, they were so cheap.
$10 a week was a good wage.
You could buy a suit of clothes for $9.
Yeah. So that was a good wage then, so these men weren't hurting at all.
Yeah, right, was a nickel a loaf.
Of course, what they made, they kept too. They had a lot. What about the sewers that your father went in? Now, why did he quit road building and go into sewers?
Well, it kind of ran out. They started to get machinery.
Was it his? You mean the roads? The basic roads were already made, or somebody else took over the construction of the roads?
Well, I wouldn't just know that, but I think they started getting machinery and stuff.
Uh-huh. Now, you said he worked for the road commissioner. Now, so was this the state that was making the roads, or was it a private
county?
County. So he was working actually county for the county. County. Okay.
Did all the roads in this county.
So he was working for the county, per se, to make the roads. Well, then he went into the sewer business, and you said he and another man formed a business?
Sager. And they didn't have anything. Like, they got all the machinery that had to do it all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say they had about 30 men.
Yeah.
Take it all day. And when they get down low, they'd have a place in between where they throw it on there, then throw it up on the...
Oh, so they had like a regular procedure that they...
And,
yeah, it was hard work, wasn't it? Yeah. Digging those ditches by hand?
Well, then they used to... People would get the sewer in their house. They used to sublet that from the main sewer into the house. Remember, they used to get... Somebody used to get $6 for that.
Yeah. You mean, in other words, when they connected the sewer from the sewer to your house, here we spent, you know, what it cost us $500 if we had hired it done.
$6. He worked his head off all day. That was a contractor doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him now sweating and working every
night. $6.
Laying the pipe and
now, could he do that? It would take him more than one day to do that, wouldn't it?
I can't just remember. I think it took a day, but he really worked.
So
maybe more, I don't remember.
In what area, you know, were these sewers built? Was it, you know, in the city part of Saginaw or out farther?
No, a lot of them was right over here off of Gresham. Bullock and Chestnut Street and all.
Around where, like, St. Peter
the
Falls?
South Intermediate School.
Around that area.
All in there. When I worked.
When you worked. Now, how long did he work, your father work on this then until he retired?
Yeah.
And do you have any idea how old he was when he retired?
Well, he must have been in his 70s.
And there wasn't, when he retired then, there wasn't any such thing as Social Security or a pension or anything, so he was on his own then.
And they lived on their bank account.
They had no, well, now he was, you know, he had saved his money and everything, but what about the people that hadn't saved their money? Was there any help at all for them, or were there such places as, I remember...
Poorhouse.
There was definitely a poorhouse. I did see a picture.
Where the
county home?
That's where I was, a poorhouse.
Were there a lot of people out there?
Quite a few. Ma used to go out there, somebody, and the old lady was laying, didn't even have a mattress on there.
Yeah. Now, were mostly older people living out there, or were there...
Yeah. The fellow that run it, he was caught. They had other farm, known pigs, you know,
yeah,
to feed them. And he was crooked, and he sold them. And they wasn't getting enough to eat.
Yeah.
And finally caught up with them. She went out to see one old lady, and they didn't even have a mattress on the bed.
Yeah. Now, what happened? Now, there must have been a lot of people that didn't have that much money, but who didn't go to the poorhouse. Did a lot of families live together? I mean, did older people live with their sons and daughters and things more?
Not
as much as you can remember. I always thought
that you could buy a home for $800.
So even though they were living on a limited income, it wasn't as hard as it is for retired people today, because money bought more.
That's the same. You could rent a house for $10 a month.
So it wouldn't take as much.
Better go in there. I can't hear. What'd you say?
Yeah. She said that she felt that the grandma and grandpas lived with their kids more than they do now.
Maybe.
You know, nowadays homes aren't as big as they used to be and things. No, well, you were a little bit different, you know. What about to get, you know, past your father, and when you grew up to be a man, now you worked for the post office, and that was a pretty good job, wasn't it? I mean, compared to other people, because you worked through the Depression, where a lot of other people...
They used to kid me, why don't you get out there and get in the shop? And then all of a sudden, they'd all, And they'll say, boy, you're lucky I retired.
Uh-huh. Now, another thing that I wanted to ask you about, like, didn't you have one of the first cars in your neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
One of the first automobiles in your neighborhood?
That was my dad.
Your dad. That was Ma's father that had one of the first automobiles. Now, he had a grocery store. Where was this grocery store? Your father-in-law.
Sheridan and Phelan.
Sheridan and Phelan. And,
her father made every one of the cement blocks. He worked and he made a couple every morning before he went to work.
So he built that. But where was he from?
Germany. Austria, yeah.
Austria. And he came over and made the store, and it was just a general store, wasn't it?
With
food, and did it have any, like, clothing or anything like that?
No, just groceries and meat.
Groceries.
Although not much meat, just cold meat.
Uh-huh. And so then he had one of the first automobiles in the neighborhood then, I remember.
I think it was
1914.
It took Printer 9 months to get it. They were so far behind. And they called up one day and they said they had the automobile there. And they sent me after.
Yeah, and you
did. And I never ran an auto in my life.
No.
And I said, who's going to take me home? They said, we don't have anybody. I can't drive. So they said, well, there's a mechanic lives on South Washington. He can take you that far and then it'll be up to you. Well, he took me that far and he turned the car around towards White Street.
Yeah.
I wanted to come back to White and over to Sheridan.
Yeah.
And I started as a goal and I was going along pretty good. Well, I got excited when I got to White and Jefferson. There was a couple of motorcycles and I guess they had to go up on the lawn and
So here you have your father-in-law's brand new car and you never
drove. Well, I learned quick.
You had to. How many clutches were there?
Same time we got back to the store, I took them off the ride.
Oh, really? By that time you knew, weren't there more that there was more than one clutch, wasn't there, in those old cars? Didn't they have a couple clutches in there?
No,
I always thought they were more difficult to drive than.
I had the old brake here. And they had up near the driver's steering wheel, they had a little box there with magnetos.
What did that do?
For your lights and stuff.
Oh.
Lights. Yeah.
Oil lights on the back.
It was all, everything was trimmed with copper.
Yeah.
The lights.
What kind of car was this? I forgot to ask.
Ford.
A Ford? 1914 Ford.
And every time you go over a bump, it would pump the light out.
Then you'd have to get out and.
Policeman followed you and telling you the taillights on, you have to get out and light it again.
Yeah. How much did they get very good gas mileage, those cars?
Oh, the gas was cheap, they only got
good
mileage. Then they used to have running boards on them.
Yeah.
When we go on a trip, we had a little fence like they have with kids.
Yeah.
And hooked down there, and you put your luggage in there. And her dad made some covers one time out of canvas to put over when it was raining.
Yeah. What about tires? The tires weren't very good back then, were they?
30 by 3.5.
Did they blow out a lot?
Oh yeah, and you had to bring your own repair. You always had your own repair kit.
Yeah.
If you had a.
Yeah.
You hear?
Yeah. She said her father's first job was a coachman, and he made $4 a week.
So.
Where the old lady's home is.
So you had a little can of tire kit.
Yeah.
There was a glue in there.
Uh-huh.
And little patches. And there was a little thing that you had to scrape the inner tube.
Yeah.
And you'd have to get out and fix it. Well, it was hard getting the tires off, those little ones.
Did this happen quite often?
One time it happened right in the in the loop in Chicago.
Oh, no.
And the cars whizzing past me early in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. How long did, when you used to go back and forth, you had relatives in Chicago, how long did it take to go from Saginaw to Chicago?
About 12 hours.
12 hours.
All storm roads.
They were, you mean they didn't even have paved roads between Michigan and Illinois?
When you got Indiana, all the people used to laugh. So it was coming the other way. Got the water up to the hubs.
Oh, no. So that was quite a jaunt then. You were taking your practically your life in your own hands when you went there.
One night, I'm not sure, it was about 7 o'clock or something. I thought we'd go at night and get there early in the morning. I'd like to try to hold us up down with that little creek there.
Yeah.
But they stopped away ahead of us. And figuring when he'd come.
Oh, really?
So I kept my distance all the time. I think we Bob had a toy pistol when I got out in the headlights with it.
Yeah?
They finally took off.
Oh, my heavens.
We got in Battle Creek and we told Bob, I said, oh, there's been a lot of robberies on that road between.
Oh, really?
Last year in Battle Creek.
So that kind of stuff was going on even back then, too. When did the cars start to improve? I mean, when did you and Ma get your first car? Remember what year that was?
I was just trying to think, what did they call the next one? The little classier one. The first car I bought after I got out of the Army, that was it. We got a soldier bonus.
Mm-hmm.
$400 I got here. We bought a car with it, paid the difference in the installment. $600 in the car.
Boy, I wish we could get a car for $600 now.
See, the first was Model T, and I forget what they called the next. It was a little classier. Oh yeah, another thing, that car, they didn't have such thing as alcohol for your radiator.
Yeah, what did they do?
The roads wasn't so hot. So every winter, when they were a car, my dad had a shed where he kept all his stuff for the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take it up there and put it on the ice and drain the water till spring.
So you didn't go anywhere then in the winter, that was it. So what did you do as far as getting any places? Did you still have a horse or what, you know?
Oh, yeah, I had a horse. I never went to a place but downtown, that was just a...
They had streetcars, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what about like going to church and things? Were the churches close enough to walk to?
She used to go quite a ways to church from. She walked from where they lived on Sheridan and Fremont on the way down to that Grace Lutheran.
Yeah.
Third and Johnson, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Sundays.
But you didn't think anything of it, I suppose, if you didn't have transportation. And then there were the neighborhood stores, so people didn't have to worry so much about getting supplies and things.
We used to walk downtown, well, as far as Marriott, towards where those guys would go down. We never thought nothing of walking down the back.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Saturday. Saturday was a big night.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a lot of times, you think it's cold now, you used to hear your feet crack every step.
Yeah.
You know.
What was going on downtown on Saturdays?
Oh, gosh, shows. They had about, well, I'd say they had 7 or 8 shows downtown.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Bijou.
5 cents to get in last
year. There was 3 on North Washington. And, a bunch of them on one of the 200 you ever see.